You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Vampire Diaries After Show.
All right, and just so you guys don't have to keep typing it on YouTube, apparently that song is by Daughtry. All right.
Didn't we talk about that last week?
Like, I'm just going to say it again. Yo, what up, AfterBuzzers? Bing is for doing, and we are here doing another AfterBuzz TV After Show for The Vampire Diaries, Season 4, Episode 6. We all go a little mad sometimes. We all go a little mad.
Tell me about it.
We all go a little mad. It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio with Damon Skinfalini.
Hello.
Again, Miss Brittany Brower could not join us, but our prayers go out to her.
Yes, mama.
She's dealing with a little something-something situation.
Yeah.
So, shout out positive energy to her.
Please.
Of course, dramatic breakup right before we go away for 2 weeks.
I mean, what else are they going to do?
I don't know.
To keep you...
I don't know.
Like, in suspense and wanting you to come back for it.
The professor could have, like, grew, like, an extra hand out of him.
Or, like, ripped his face off.
Something crazy.
Oh, my God. I just came up... Keep my mouth shut. Keep it for predictions.
All right. Let's get into it. Elaine is going cray-cray. Speaking of cray-cray.
Hold your row, please. I can think and talk at the same time. Okay.
Hi, welcome to AfterBuzz.
Thank you.
Elaine is going cray-cray.
Amazing.
Beyond.
Amazing.
Saw Killer in the Mirror last episode. Now she keeps seeing Connor. This mofo comes up behind her. He's physically attacking her. She calls Jeremy.
That's like what I'm like weirded out by, that her visions can physically touch her.
That is kind of weird.
Like, it's a vision, but they can still hurt her, and they can still force her to do things and, like, play mind games with her. And I get it's this, like, whole thing. It's a curse that, and how did Atticus put it? If a hunter is killed by that which he is hunts, they'll something, something, something go crazy.
They will forever be cursed.
They will forever be cursed.
Until the new hunter has been awoken.
Thank you.
Well,
but how are they like touching her?
I think it's just like a whole mental thing. Like, she probably really isn't being held up, but just the
full
thought
emotion
of it.
It's so good though.
It is. Calls Jeremy, stabs Connor in the neck, turns out it's Jeremy. This poor kid.
Constantly being murdered.
Poor unfortunate soul. Little.
So young.
Little Mermaid flashback right there. Yeah, so she stabs him. She's feeling bad. Jeremy's on the couch.
Did she feel that bad, though?
Are you kidding me? That's her brother.
I know.
That's her bro for life.
Sort of. They're not even related.
Oh, drop.
Oh, please.
Drop the show.
They aren't related.
They're related through love.
All right. I'll give you that.
All right.
Doesn't mean that they can't kiss.
That's disgusting.
They're not related.
David, I can't with you.
I can't with you.
No. All right. So then we get a clip of Elena bleeding in the shower, and I'm like...
Heavy flow.
Yes.
Literally, though, that is what
I
you
did.
Said. Admit it. You're turning red, but you made a period joke.
I thought it I mean, I didn't think it was, let's be real. But it was just like, I was like walking around because we had technical difficulties. I turn around and...
she's bleeding at her feet.
Right.
I get it. I get it.
You know. So she's going crazy seeing these things. Connor is basically trying to get her to kill herself. And I also thought it was interesting.
Well, it's not only Connor. I mean, Atticus talked about it. He said that Connor's going to make Elena his last vampire before he disappears.
Right. So either the spell can be broken either if the vampire dies or if the hunter is awoken.
Right.
And we also learned that, who was it that said it? That
I don't know.
She couldn't, Klaus, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Klaus made the comment that it can come in any form. And as soon as he said that.
Right, that's what I don't understand.
Why? Why it comes in any form? That is interesting.
Like, what was he talking about?
No, he's saying, like... and
your visions can come in any form.
Right. Yeah. As soon as he said that, Connor stopped...
and then Kat
messing with
up.
Her. Yeah. So that's what I think he got from it.
And
but
then her mom.
It was confusing to me because if Connor's spirit or whatever is haunting her,
mm-hmm.
how does that relate to...
Well, I think it's just...
her inner demons?
It's the spirit... just trying to coax her into killing herself by any means necessary.
And also,
so he used Kat as you're evil, you might as well just kill yourself, you have nothing to live for. And then her mother to be like, this is where you should have died, this is the best place for you to do it. And like,
because I also thought it was interesting that Catherine, like, why her
of all people,
out of everybody, like,
that's
maybe
her,
a lower...
like, arch nemesis.
I guess, but not really. Like, technically, no. Yeah. Really? Arch nemesis?
Yeah.
Like, out of everybody, we could pull out the hat?
Yes.
Arch nemesis.
The one person who looks identical to her who has also been with both Salvatore brothers. I bit my tongue when I said that.
I feel like when Catherine really
like the
comes...
they are the same person.
But it'll make it easier because one can have one, the other can have the other brother.
But why have one when you can have both? Don't look at me like that.
Damon.
You're about to call me Damon.
David.
She wants both. And so did Catherine.
Exactly. But you can't have both. Neither of these guys want.
Not.
You don't see Damon and Stefan being like, yeah, I'm down for this.
1 week with one week with the other.
No. Stefan wants to write a love romance novel, and Damon wants to slam Elena up against a wall
all
in the
right.
shower and
oh,
bang her.
Let's do it. Let's play games. Stefan can, and Elena can go, hey, on like long walks and go to the waterfall and have picnics.
And he can just drop her off at
and then Damon and her can pound it out.
I'm so mad at you. Anyways, so Klaus...
in an ideal world.
Right. So right? Klaus talks about this hallucinating, explains how he killed the first five, and he went through this whole...
Right, but how come Klaus... I'm sorry to interrupt you. Klaus, but I'm not at the same time. Klaus...
I'm just kidding.
People laugh.
It's just coming.
Klaus killed the original five.
Yep.
And went crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And lived to tell about it.
Mm-hmm.
Elena kills one person, barely lasts a day before she's ready to kill herself.
Can we please talk about Elena? I love you, girl, but you are so dramatic. Like, beyond dramatic, I mean, like, soap opera status. Like,
so good.
I love her, but it's just like, girl, sometimes where you come up with this? Like, you clearly know your mother is not alive.
Neither
now
is
Connor.
I
know you're going crazy. But my thing is, so dramatic all the time. It's my fault. Everything is me and my fault. And I can't. And like a little baby. You heard how it went from her voice into a baby?
Yes, I did.
That was good.
I was like, what was that?
So that's my thing with Elena. I just can't with her anymore. Like, I need you to grow some balls. Where was the Elena when she was training with Alaric and, you know, the badass?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't do the head situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, because to me, dropping the ring in the water, and then she, like, was almost awakened because Jeremy, and then she was... although that was slick of the mother. I will say, to be like, oh, well, Jeremy could have a ghost spirit of you versus a monster.
Oh, that's what she said?
Know how to manipulate your daughter, huh?
I didn't realize that that's what she said. I thought, I don't know. I don't know what I thought she said.
That's what she said. And so that's when Elena was like, you're right.
Who's, okay, in reality, I know you're going nuts and you're losing your mind and you're cursed by whatever you're being cursed by, but who in their right mind actually is going to think that their mother's going to be like, yeah, you should kill yourself. But like, you're standing on the ledge and your mom goes, yeah, you should jump.
Her mother never said that. Her mother was very, I thought it was really interesting how they.
No, her mother did say that. Her mother
said, you know what to do.
Is where.
Oh, well, yeah, I described
you
like
were
the place
supposed
to
die, so this is where you should die.
Agreed.
All
yes.
right, that's pushing you off the ledge. It is. It's getting you so close to the edge of being like.
No, right. It's like just walking into the room and putting a knife down and being like, you know what to do.
And someone's and like just super depressed. Three bottles of like Ambien. I got these for you.
I cannot. You know what to do.
You know what to do.
I cannot.
Good
we're
luck.
So horrible. I can't.
See you tomorrow. Maybe. I mean, right?
Yes.
But then it's your mom.
Right.
So. And you're like, okay, mom.
Oh, my goodness.
Kill myself I can't. Now.
Let's get away from that topic. And let's go back to Klaus, anyways. So he says Connor's death will not stop killing Elena, and Klaus wants to lock Elena up.
Mm-hmm. Good plan.
Understood.
Good plan.
In a nice room.
Yeah. Some pretty art.
Yeah, my thing is there would be just a room, no bed, nothing, because nothing she can rip apart and stab herself
well,
with.
He said, I'm going to put her in a room with no sharp or pointy objects that she can kill herself with.
There was a bed
and then
it.
There was a sword. What did she stab Stefan with? She stabbed him with a sword. She could do some damage with that to herself.
This story has holes.
He said there's gonna be nothing here. In there that she can hurt herself with. Mm.
Well, you know what? Klaus is telling a tall tale.
Clearly.
So yeah, to get Klaus away, there's this whole diabolical plan. Tyler, Haley, and Caroline have worked up to try and unsire
so
all
good.
Of the hybrids, which was very cool. And shout out to our fans, because you guys, you help us out when we need some help, and we really appreciate
which
that.
Which is always.
Yes, every week. This is an interactive show. We are not the only hosts. You guys are involved, which is why you can call in at 424-256-1729. And actually, before we get into the Tyler and Caroline situation.
Tell me.
I want to give a shout out to you guys for always commenting every single week and keeping the conversation going on YouTube. However, we need you guys to help us get to number one on iTunes, and it's really easy. Just subscribe, rate, and download Vampire Diaries on iTunes. Leave us a comment on there with your Twitter handle. We'll give you a shout out. On iTunes, guys, not on YouTube. I know you guys comment on YouTube, and we love that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want a shout out, you got to comment on the iTunes page, and then we'll give you a shout out.
Do we have anyone to shout out to?
Sure do.
You got a list.
I want to give a special shout out to Mrs. Imperato Always, Haley Porter from the ATL, Inez R., and Loremark513.
Get all it. Right.
And iCrown Royal.
Awesome.
Shout out. So, guys, if you guys want to shout out, subscribe, rate, download, comment, 5 stars on AfterBuzz TV, Vampire Diaries, iTunes. Thanks.
Mm.
Tyler Close, this whole situation. So, we see Haley is just playing this plan and this whole pretending that her and Tyler hooked
She's
up. But
like a smart little.
There's a little more. I don't believe that she doesn't have feelings for Tyler.
Well, I mean.
It's kind of obvious there. I think it's more than their... Because you know the wolf pack thing is like, oh, we can, like, lay up. That's like... That's why I could never date a werewolf. Because, no, you can't just lay up on each other like that. Like, I walk into your house and Haley's all up on you while you're drinking alcohol. Like, oh, no, it's my sister. No. That ain't your sister. That ain't your sister. And your sister needs to go home.
Your sister needs to find her own apartment, okay?
Right. She's living on the couch a little too long, and you have a bed upstairs. so you don't need to be laying on the couch with her.
Hell to the knob!
Right.
What was that? One more time.
Can we get that one more time?
Come on. Hell to the knob!
Love that.
Who is that?
I like it.
Sounds like Bad Girls or something.
It does sound like Bad Girls.
So Caroline decides to come up with this plan with Stefan to take Klaus, distract Klaus by going on a date with him.
I don't think that was Caroline's plan. Was it Caroline's plan? Oh, it was Caroline's plan. I take it back. Continue.
Mm-hmm. And
I'm putting the pieces back together in my head.
What is your take on this whole Klaus and Caroline thing this season? Because I thought it was interesting when he walked in at the beginning that he said, let's give them some time alone to work on.
It's been a while since we've seen this, like, flirtation with Caroline and Klaus. And I think I said it before, and I'll say it again, that I enjoy it.
You do?
I like it. I like... Why am I rubbing my hands together like this? I'm so weird. Sorry.
You like it because...
I enjoy it. I think it's like Klaus and Caroline are sort of two sides of the same coin, and they're sort of perfect for each other. I never thought that Tyler and Caroline, I know I'm going to be crucified for this, but I don't think that they're good together.
Why? I mean, you know what? I'll give you this. This episode, when Tyler got so mad, it was kind of like, and Caroline's face was so ugly. It was like, it was like a Britney from X Factor. If you've seen Britney's face on X Factor, Caroline gave us that time. It was like,
I love ugly face. It's good.
It was cute.
Everyone gives ugly face in real life, so let's be honest.
And I think Caroline kind of sees, like, the difference between vampire and werewolves tonight. Like, where Tyler makes
the... Tyler's both.
We'll give him that. And he makes the comment about the pack.
Right.
Because Caroline was like, Chris isn't our friend. Jeremy's our friend. Elena's our friend.
Right.
And he had such a strong bond with Chris. It's almost like, you might turn on me pretty easily.
Right.
Because who is Chris? Like, let's be real.
I've never met him before.
Never seen him.
I don't care.
Never heard.
Never have, never will.
Never heard of him.
I don't know his parents.
And then the other comment that Klaus made was, if Tyler was still sired to me, he would have never hurt you.
Right.
You didn't get anything from that? No emotion, nothing? Or it just went back into your little flirting situation?
That's where I sort of put it. That, like, Klaus... And you could see it in Caroline's face, though, even at the same time when he said that, that even though she knows that that's probably true, it's not what would have actually happened. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not how Tyler feels in real life. He might have been sired and like forced to not hurt Caroline.
Right.
But if Tyler was still sired to Klaus, they wouldn't have been together.
Right. Right.
You know what I mean? So
Klaus don't know what he's talking about.
He wouldn't have hurt her because they wouldn't have been together.
Why do you think Caroline blurted out the truth?
Well, what was that text message that she got? She got a text message that Elena, she was like, and it said, get an answer quick. And she was like, oh.
Oh, if Klaus would work with them.
Maybe.
To get the hybrid. Duh. That's why she did so quickly.
Right.
Love that. I didn't catch the text message.
I only got the last part.
Must have been writing something down.
Probably.
So don't crucify us. Okay. So we have Klaus, Caroline, this whole situation. Now I want to go to the Elena and Catherine. Elena and Catherine. Some of the words exchanged.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Catherine kept mentioning that Stefan will never love her because she's a bloodthirsty vampire. And now Stefan's going to hate the Elena now.
Right. I think that's more of Elena's subconscious.
Well, right, but think about
herself.
And then what happened at the end of the episode?
Right.
And the fact that Stefan has been sending Damon to kind of be the middleman. And I feel like Damon keeps like backing off of Elena because he can feel the closeness. So I kind of feel like he takes a step back when they are actually like ready to like want to jump on each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when
tell me about
her and Stefan are close, that's when Damon wants Elena the most. It's weird, this whole like back and forth situation with them. And I didn't think of it until tonight when Damon sat Elena down and said to her, you know, Stefan, everything Stefan's doing is for you. So it's interesting to hear Catherine say that and then kind of
see
it get played out.
We saw it a few episodes back when Damon took Elena to that frat house or that frat party, and she was like reveling in the life of being a vampire and just like getting high on biting people and being sexy and then dirty dancing. Oh, so good. Sorry, I just had a mental moment there.
Okay.
And we saw it then that Stefan started to pull away from her and she started getting closer to Damon.
But you think it was then,
and
or
I think that subconsciously she knows that Stefan could never be with someone who was a killer.
Do you think Elena wants to be a killer?
No, I don't think she wants to be a killer, but she knows that she doesn't have an option. That there's no way for her to be able to control her bloodlust.
Well, she doesn't have to kill, though.
Yes, she does. Oh, no, she doesn't have to kill.
Yeah.
But she has to feed.
Right.
Right. And I just don't think she's at the point where she can control. She knows the difference between feeding and killing. And Stefan doesn't have patience for that, I don't think. And Damon sort of just, he lives that life. And he enjoys that life.
And I thought it was interesting when Stefan said, go ahead.
This is a way for, an easy way for her to get out. And to give herself an out. To be like, look, you're never going to love me the way that I am.
I think Stefan will, though. I disagree with that. I think Stefan will love her. I think no matter what, I think his problem was, and he said it tonight, after everything. Are you drawing the hunter's mark on you right now?
Like, I am.
What's going on? after everything we've been through, you still don't trust me.
Right.
But you trust, and when he said, I send Damon because you trust him. So it's very interesting because Stefan's never done anything wrong to her. And when it comes down
to... Has Damon?
I mean, to me, trust-wise, Damon has, because Damon has lied to her. Yeah, it's been in her...
best interest.
They've done the same thing.
Right.
So
I'm torn on this only because I know, speaking from personal experience, that there can be someone in your life that you love and you care about, but you just don't trust them. And you're just like, I don't know what it is. I've known you for X amount of time, and I just don't trust you. Doesn't mean that I don't care about you and that I don't love you, but it just means that, like, when it comes down to brass tacks, you're not going to be the person that I'm going to call when I need something.
Right, and that's crazy. Because all Stefan's whole life is about Elena.
I know.
And
I think that it might have to do with the fact that when it comes down to Elena, Damon doesn't think. He just acts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something's wrong with Elena. He's ready to kill whoever he needs to kill. Something happens with Elena, Stefan's like, all right, let's sit down. We're going to talk about it. We're going to make a flow chart and a Venn diagram and get some graphs. And we're going to figure out the best thing to do. And then we're going to call Bonnie.
Right.
And just have her do it.
That is so true.
Right? And then Damon's like there knocking on heaven's door, getting her out of hell.
Goodbye.
What?
That is so...
Mm-hmm.
That's what Damon wants to do, but that's not what happens.
But he, you know what I mean.
Because nothing on Damon. But last week, if Damon did his plan and walked through that front door, boop, we would have been Vampire Diary.
What are you talking about?
Damon would have been dead if he did what he did.
So?
What he said he wanted to do.
It's so, Stefan's diary.
Okay, well, it's Stefan's diagrams last week that...
No, because Stefan had inside information that he wasn't sharing with anybody. That's the only reason. That's the only time that his, like, charted out plan probably should have been the one that they followed.
Because
he had information that he was keeping from other people. And had he actually cared about them, like he says he does, and as much as he says he does, he would have told them anyway.
No. Because,
yes. I'm sorry,
okay,
yes.
I understand that to a point, but you tell Elena this bitch is going to be, like, whining all over the place, like, oh my god, there's a cure, like, Bonnie, Caroline, on three-way chat, like, talking about, oh my god, there's a cure, and, like, we're going to save everybody, and come on, you know her with her mouth, and Damon would have been like, oh, well, that's easy, I'm going to go kill Klaus to find the cure, and then it all would have been, or he would have gotten Connor, killed Don, you know what I mean, it just would have went... left or right. So I understand why Stefan did it. Now, maybe if he told Bonnie, I could see that. Or, you know what I mean? Nobody, like, Elena blabs too much. She's too, like, you guys can't do this just because of me. You cannot. Everyone's lives are dying because of a cure just for me. Like, we don't need this story to turn into that.
Well, she knows, so it might.
Right. And like she says, all her feelings for Damon are magnified.
Right.
Something has changed in her. She says, I'm sorry. And Stefan says,
something has changed within me.
All right, Wicked.
Something is not
the same. This isn't Bonnie's song. Stefan says, I can't do this anymore, which is very surprising. But I understand. There comes a point in time where you're tired. You're stressed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play this tug of war anymore.
Mm. Preach it.
So he's going to give it up.
Who, Stefan? Stefan gave it up. And
then they should have played Whitesnake. So here I come again on my own.
Whitesnake?
Isn't it?
I don't know.
Yes, it is. All right, now let's talk about this damn professor.
Mm.
Talking about...
Atticus. What's his name? Atticus.
Professor, something like that. Talking about the first tomb, Silas and Kitsia.
Who?
I gotta read how I wrote that. Kitsia is how I wrote it. I'm probably pronouncing it wrong.
How you spell it?
Girl, they didn't have the writing up on the damn thing.
They did.
Oh, I'm not believing
that. You are not watching the closed captioning?
I'm sure not believing that because they be spelling things all the time.
I said, how'd you spell it?
Never mind. Immortal powers, and now Silas wants to rise again. Wreak havoc on the world. Bonnie says, well, Kitsia sounds like a badass. And he says, no, Silas is.
Atticus Shane.
Question. Do you think Professor might be Silas?
Oh my god, I wrote that down at the top. That's when I was like,
Or like Silas's minion and wants to like awaken Silas.
No, I think he's Silas.
Yeah. Kind of going with that.
But what is Silas? He says that Silas was an immortal that was buried alive by his wife.
I mean,
right?
As far as
and
that,
that killed this woman. That's who the Kitsia person is, right?
Yeah.
Is this witch who turned her husband immortal. So was he the first immortal before this original vampire family? And is he then a vampire or is he something else that's immortal?
Very good question. Because, see, they were talking about the first tomb as this, like, little, like...
It was a rock.
Rock situation. And obviously it's going to be in the next episode because April... This whole April thing
it's
is starting...
It's not going to be in the next episode.
I think they're going to talk... Oh, yeah, because this whole Elena situation might overtake it. But the ball's rolling with this April story.
Mm-hmm.
And then Matt to bring it up to Damon.
Mm-hmm. Look at Matt being all clever.
Right.
Getting a storyline of his own. It's good.
Go,
it's good. Go, Matt.
Right.
Get yourself involved.
April remembers the professor. So I think I do. No, you know what? I'm going to say I think we're going to get it in the next storyline.
We are definitely
a little deeper.
No, we're not. No.
Why?
Because you know that we're not. There has to be a party. There has to be a reason for them to get dressed up, and there has to be a party, and they got to resolve this. Who is Elena sleeping with? Issue first.
No, I feel like they're going to keep...
Because we all want to know who she's...
I think they're going to keep pulling that one out. Stretching that storyline.
Yeah, pull it out.
No. I can't with you, dude. Do you guys hear this?
That was weird. I'm sorry. That is not appropriate.
So
always wear a condom.
Okay. We're sorry, guys. Are you good, David?
I'm gonna keep my mouth.
Do you want to sip some water
yes.
before we continue?
Sorry.
All right. So the sire is broken. The curse is broken because Jeremy makes his kill.
Yes.
His tattoo grows a little.
Did it? I didn't even see it grow.
Well, they didn't like do like a close up of it.
It was just like a little.
Okay. And then, interesting. The
I
professor
still don't
and Bonnie,
understand. Okay.
What don't you understand?
Why killing a hybrid counts as killing a vampire? I know that technically they're both, but I don't know why it counts.
I mean, it counted on for Connor.
I know, and I didn't understand it then either.
I mean, I would say just because of the half of the vampire, but guys, if you guys know at home,
please
comment on iTunes. Let us know. But I thought, going back to the Bonnie situation,
mm-hmm.
interesting how the professor commented on Jeremy's marks, or not Jeremy, but he knows that they know who the other hunter is.
Right. And he knows that they have another hunter.
Right.
Already.
And which is interesting how he knows that.
Right.
And then talking about once it's complete, the tattoo's complete, you're going to need me, and I'm the only one.
Right.
When he said that, that's what kind of solidifies it for me, that he is Silas.
Do you think that his blood, because it has to be blood-related, is the cure? Silas's blood is the cure.
That would be interesting.
For vampirism.
But remember we said that the book says it's a flower.
Oh, right, it's a flower. That's right.
I'm hoping that the show's going to...
It's like a daisy or something.
Drama it up a little bit more than a flower. So that would be interesting if it is his blood, Silas's blood. Also, guys, if you guys read the books, let us know about Silas, if he's in the book. And
mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Very. Because this is the first time we've ever heard of him.
Yes. So which makes me think he's going to be the big bad guy at the end. And he's going to involve Bonnie somehow negatively.
Okay, all right.
I feel like he's going to turn Bonnie bad for a short period of time.
I don't understand why she trusts him so much. This stranger that she's never met before, this professor who happens to have all this random information, who has a picture of her with her grandmother.
That's why I think she does, because
like,
it's
why,
her last
why,
tie
why
to
do
her
do you trust him? It's you her, don't know him.
I know, but she's weak. She feels like she doesn't have anybody.
She don't.
And
Let's
it's
be
her
honest.
Last tie to her grandmother. And I feel like he's going to do something to kind of overshadow her. Because I also thought it was interesting that Catherine said, Bonnie probably hates you.
Bonnie should hate her.
I know.
I said the same thing that Catherine said to Elena tonight.
I know, but I'm just saying foreshadowing for this season.
All right. I'll give it to you.
I'm just going to put it
What there. Episode are we on? Six.
Four,
we're
six.
On episode six, and we have, what, 22?
That's
a lot can
lot.
Happen.
I mean, look what's happened in six episodes.
Yeah.
All right, so, I mean, basically...
Is there anything else?
That was the episode. We did find out...
Let's see.
With Damon and Matt, when Matt told Damon that the pastor called the professor 10 times the day of the explosion.
Right. To talk about what?
Hmm.
See, I don't... There's something about this professor.
Well, duh.
Well, yeah, clearly. I don't see why anyone else doesn't realize that immediately off the bat.
Me too. Especially Damon. Because Damon's always
Damon.
The one to be like, I don't trust this guy.
Yeah.
Or maybe he does feel like that but doesn't want to put it out there yet.
Because he wants to get...
To see what information he can get.
Right.
That's how the professor knew that they had another hunter. Because when Damon asked that question.
What question?
About the hunter's mark and how it grew. And
mm-hmm.
I bet you he put two and two together.
Who, the professor?
Yep. I'm going to go with that. And we're also going to go into predictions.
Well, you took my only prediction that I had.
Now,
that was the one you wrote down?
Yes.
Silas?
Yes. Look at the top of my page. Professor Iz Silas.
All right.
That was my one and only prediction. That and Damon is going to... I don't think Damon's going to return her love.
Agreed.
She's going to confess to him and be like, I love you. I want to be with you. I want to have babies with you. And he's going to be like, no, thank you.
Really?
Yeah. You just said agreed.
No, I do. I do agree in that. But I kind of feel like she's going to confess her love and then say something stupid like, but I don't know if it's just because I'm a vampire. And then he's going to like kind of realize like, oh, I can't do this. And then both the brothers are going to be kind of like, I don't smash the homie. Like, I think they're going to... I don't know why I wanted to throw that in there.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a VH1 thing.
Okay.
I feel like they're going to kind of put her aside for a little bit.
Like, as a love interest?
Yeah. I mean, it's always going to be there.
Right.
But... Because I agree with you. I don't think Damon's going to jump on this because he's going to feel like second place.
Either.
Oh, because now my brother doesn't want to be with you.
Maybe he's going to be like, you're only thinking this because you're feeling you're new and your feelings are magnified right now and blah, blah, blah. Give it a couple months and we'll see how you feel then.
Now we're back in 2 weeks. We find out that they broke up and then we have a party.
Like I said, there needs to be a party. It's been 6 episodes. We need a fancy dress party.
Right. Hopefully. We don't know about if it's the Founders Ball or not. I want to put that out there, but
it's during the day.
Right.
Which could be the Founders Ball. Or it could be time for Miss Mystic Falls again. Right? Maybe. It's been a year.
Let's go with that. I hope they wake Rebecca up for Miss Mystic Falls. She deserves it.
She is Miss Mystic Falls. Literally.
Caroline Tyler, this whole situation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think's happening?
Well, Caroline said... Where did this piece of paper come from? Caroline said that Klaus agreed to allow them to kill one of his hybrids because she agreed to go on a date with Klaus. I think this is sort of the beginning... of, like, Klaus...
Caroline.
Caroline. Caroline.
Is that what we're going to call
him? We're going to call him Caroline. Like, they're, like, flirtation, and they're the seed growing.
Okay, I don't like the word seed in that situation. And obviously Bonnie and that whole situation
would predict
to that. I don't know, I just don't like it. Can I just
it's
say
like
that?
A beautiful flower that grows from a seed.
What do we see happening with Jeremy? As far as you
Jeremy.
Think he's gonna kind of get power
hungry,
yeah,
and go crazy,
just a little
well,
bit.
Well, clearly, from what the professor said, that once the mark is finished, you're gonna want to come to me, like trust me, something's gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
And from what we know from Connor is that like after when you start killing vampires, you like sort of get this like bloodlust. That you just want to kill and you just want to kill and you just want to kill, and that's the only thing on your mind.
I don't know. I'm excited because I want to see what's going to happen with Jeremy most of all. At this point, I feel Stefan. Like, I just can't do this love thing anymore between these three.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably better he puts it on the back burner for a hot second.
I'm excited for Jeremy and I'm excited for Bonnie and this professor and see what's going down with that. Even Tyler and Caroline, I'm kind of like...
Do you think the professor and Bonnie are going to...
No.
Why not?
I just don't see that happening.
I kind of do.
All right, that's your prediction. This is mine.
All right, fine.
That's how we're going to
leave it. We'll see what happens.
And that's how we're going to leave you guys. We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. You guys can hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Make sure you guys help us out. Get us to number one on iTunes by subscribing, rating 5 stars, downloading, and commenting on iTunes. Leave your Twitter name, and we'll give you a shout-out. I'm DJ Jesse. You can follow me on Twitter at DJ Jesse.
I'm David Skiffletti. You can follow me on Twitter at You Can Call Me Skiff.
Until next week. Oh, not next week. November 29th.
November 29th.
Same time, same place. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.